Well, John, I suppose the big question in Tyrone this week is can Tyrone bounce back from that mauling they received last Sunday from Galway?
Well, that's the big question, Tom. 225-12, some result, Tom, for Galway. As a result that we have to look at and a lot of questions are going to be asked, Tom. So there's a lot of answers required for Saturday night against Dublin.
And
for me, Tom, personally looking on, I was in Tuam on Sunday, and I can't see where it's going to come from, Tom, to be honest with you. Now, I hate to be this negative about it, but it didn't look good. All right, we had a couple of send-offs and stuff, but there doesn't seem that the morale seemed to be knocked out of them as well. I suppose with McShane getting injured, I suppose it's hard to deal with looking on. But we got ourselves back. I suppose after his injury, we got ourselves back into maybe 3 points. But we seem to just throw in the towel, Tom, and it was a poor last 15-20 minutes. It was actually embarrassing really to watch it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the players would have suffered, you know, this week themselves mentally.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you go into the match, coming off the one we got against Kerry, Tom, you know, the confidence would have been there to go in and compete and get a result and chew him. But it just didn't seem to work, Tom. They didn't seem to be functioning the way they were against Kerry, especially up front. There didn't seem to be no firepower up front for them. Men weren't stepping up. They were making a lot of silly, very, very silly mistakes, Tom. You know, there's numerous times they were giving away the ball. You know, numerous times they were making the wrong choices about kicking. And we're still, Tom, Tyrone are still at this very, very slow build-up. And I think teams have now got onto it, Tom. It seems now the team, you know, they're pressing their kick-outs. Morgan's kick-outs were poor, I thought. You know, they weren't getting them where they wanted them to go, and they were pressing the whole time, so he was having to go long. And I would say, Tom, you know, again, I didn't take note, but I would say, looking at the match on Sunday, possibly Tyrone might have won maybe four, maybe kick-outs in the first half. So that's, you know, that's bad return for kick-outs. But in fairness to Galway, they had their homework done and pressers and that, so it didn't, like, there's so much work that has to be done for Tyrone to get back, Tom. I don't know what Mickey's going to have to do, especially for, you know, Ireland champions coming to Omagh on Saturday night. It's a big task. And like, we've seen Dublin play Donegal, we've seen them play Kerry, we've seen them, you know, they're competing at a half level at the minute. You know, when you think of the players, Tom, that still has to come into that team, the likes of McCarthy and O'Sullivan, Cooper, it just amazes me that they have this strength and depth that they can just compete the way they do at the minute. And they're not obviously, you know, firing on all cylinders, but Tom, they're still, you know, they're unbeaten in Division 1, and they're not even, in my opinion, they're not even up there to 50%, in my opinion now, but, you know, things will go on. You know, Desi has obviously taken a different route as far as training goes. By all accounts, they're not flat-out training right now, so. But, like, it's a scary thought, Tom, and come summertime, that these boys can be at it, and then, you know, they can go full press on everything, so it's going to be a tough task for us anyway, no matter what, on Saturday night to contain them, number one. And if we're looking for a result, Tom, I'll be honest with you, I can't see where it's going to come from.
Do you expect to see changes in personnel?
Personnel-wise, I don't know, Tom. I can't see much changes, to be honest with you. Bradley's was obviously suspended for the last game, and he came in sub for McShane on Sunday. He'll obviously start, I would say. Like, you know, defensively, Tom, I always repeat this. You know, I think we're still okay defensively. There's still enough cover in defence. You know, we still, Paddy Hampsey came in at the weekend, and Michael McKernan came in. But these lads are not match fit, obviously. But up front, Tom, there needs to be somebody that's going to have to take the ball and decide to start scoring from play, because, like, that's what we're not getting. We're not getting a lot of scores from play. McCurry done well against Kerry. He got into the game and he had an exceptional game against Kerry and got a lot of scores. But, Tom, we need more men to do that. You know, there's Ronan Neal's on the bench. He's been brought back in. I'm not sure what the story is on him. You know, there's still players there, Tom, that are good enough to get scores. But, look, they're going to be at a premium on Saturday night, Tom, to getting scores against the Dublin defence as well. So it's a tall, tall order for us. I'm not sure where, personnel-wise, midfield, again, Con Kilpatrick didn't start last week. He'd been playing okay, Tom. So he's got his choices, I suppose. You know, the likes of Kennedy, Colin Kavanagh. at midfield, but I don't know where he's where he'll stick. Who he'll stick with? Kennedy played well against Galway, so I don't know really what his changes will be there. He'll probably stick with what he had maybe against Galway. But up front, Tom's the big one. I'm not sure where he's going to pull a rabbit out of the hat here, in my opinion, to be honest with you.
And tell me, so in other words, you're going to be looking more for performance maybe than a result.
Well, I suppose that's the mantra a lot of teams come out with now. It's about a performance. But Tom, the result's the important one, because bottom line is we play Dubs in after the weekend, and we've got Donegal, and we've got Mayo. Now, I can't see us going to Donegal and getting a result. Not right now, anyway, especially when you look at Donegal and how they're playing. They've been unlucky, very unlucky in the results. You know, and a couple of results they should have won, really. So I can't see us going there to get a result. And then Mayo are a team, Tom, who are fighting to stay up as well. So the bottom line is, Tom, it's about a result. Yes, you're going to have to go out and perform well. But if Mickey's looking to stay in Division 1, we need to win against Dublin. And, I don't think there's a lot of confidence in Tyrone right now that we're going to get it either. So it's something he has to do and get these lads up for it. Look, nothing's impossible, Tom. But if Mickey's looking to stay in Division 1, which has always been his mantra, that he feels that if teams want to springboard and to go on and win in Ireland, they have to do it from Division 1. Well, if this is going to be his last year and he's going to leave a team sitting in Division 2, I don't think he will be happy. And he needs a lot of work to be done between now and the next 3 or 4 weeks to get us back and get a few results, Tom.
And finally, before we let you go, John, Derry are in action in Division 3, obviously fighting to get out of it as well. And I suppose after a poor start, they have recovered somewhat in recent weeks.
They have. Well, I suppose Rory's he's new in there, and he's been talking a lot about getting them knuckled down to play the way he wants them to play, and the way to suppose getting them to play the way a normal Derry teams play. But I suppose when you look at the drew against Leitrim, and you know, a local derby against Down can go either way. By all accounts, I think it was their best performance. So, you know, they lost against Down, but they went on to win two matches against Tip and Louth. Cork, Tom, are a team, like, if you look at Cork, Tom, at the minute, I feel that they're the team that's coming back. Like, Galway as well, the two teams, in my opinion, that are going to be impressive this summer is going to be Cork and going to be Galway. But, you know, remember, they've won minor All-Irelands and under-21 All-Irelands last year. They got the Super 8s last year, and they possibly should have, you know, they had us beaten at half-time. Like, just a bit of luck with us and a bit of hard digging in, and got us a result for ourselves. Possibly Cork could have went on to get into the semi-quarter finals last year. So they're a team, Cork are a team, Tom, in my opinion, not, like, they're probably worthy of a Division 1 spot at the minute. So, like, They're a team that'll easily come out of Division 3. But look, they're a team, Tom, they're a proud group of lads, and they're going down there. They need a result, because, like, you know, they're facing this dreaded two-tier thing coming in the summer if they're having to get beat here. So it's a must-win situation for Derry, Tom, and they have, by all accounts, got themselves sort of back playing decent football again. So you'd be hoping that they can go to Cork and get a result, Tom.
Yeah, and of course they have big games to come against Longford at home and Offaly away, two teams that are also in the shake-up for that second spot.
That's the thing about it, Tom. You know, they're in a situation now where there's a must-win situation for them. If they're looking to get promotion or to get up there, these are going to play Cork, Tom, as a team they must go and try and beat. But, you know, the games ahead for them, they're probably looking that they're going to get results there. But I think if I was Rory Gallagher at the minute, I'd be hoping that they can go to Cork and get a one. That, you know, there's not many teams that go down there and get a one. So, like, it's quite possible that Derry could do it, Tom. They still have plenty, you know, personnel-wise, and they've added a few more players coming back in there. So, you know, I'll say their confidence is good. And, like, listen, we know what the Derry boys like when their tails are up. They can go and they can compete with anybody.
And finally, before we let you go, what do you make of Donegal? They're playing Monaghan.
Well, what I've seen of Donegal, Tom, like, you know me, I've been saying that Donegal are a team that I fancy. You know, they're, in my opinion, at the minute, Tom, they're sitting there, they're top three, top four team in Ireland at the minute. They've been very unlucky in the recent lot of games. You know, everybody's saying that they just can't finish games out. But they've been unlucky, Tom, really, in a lot of situations, and the situation with Michael Murphy against Dublin. And look, they're as good a forward line, in my opinion, at the minute, Tom, as in Ireland. And as I always keep saying, when you carry one of the best forwards in Ireland as in Michael Murphy, I think it's possible for Donegal to go and do stuff. But look, they're playing the way that they want to play as well, which I like about it. The brand of football they're playing open football, and they're exciting to watch, and they're a pleasure at the minute to watch playing football, Tom. So by all accounts, the way they're going, the training as well, I hear, like, they reckon they're flying at training at the minute. So they're probably expecting to do well in the league, but we all know what they're thinking about. It's a championship football that's important for Donegal, and getting to an All-Ireland, I suppose, is really
Haven't said that they're playing Monaghan. Banty McEnany has come in and has them really buzzing.
Yeah, well, I suppose this is one of the bigger games in Division 1 this weekend. It's again, as I said earlier, about Derry and Down, it's a local derby, Tom. These two teams, they know each other well at the minute. They've been up against each other quite a bit in Championship and in League this past few years. Results have gone both ways. Monaghan's going well, Tom. You know, again, Banty coming in and taking in his new team there with Peter Donnelly and the couple of new men he's brought in, backroom staff, seem to breathe a new fresh life into them. They're flying. Again, when I talk about Michael Murphy, you have to talk about McManus in that same category, Tom. He's one of the top men in Ireland, and when you carry players to get anything's possible. So this is the big game for the weekend, and it's a game I would love to be at to watch, because this is what football's about, Tom. Two teams at the top end of the game competing the way they are. So it'll be interesting. I'll be honest with you, Tom, it's not one I could call at the minute. Home advantage might stand to Donegal, but Monaghan's not a team that, we've seen them over this past few weeks as well. They're fighting hard, but they're still playing good football, Tom, as well. They're fit, playing a good brand of football. And again, personnel-wise, young McCarthy and McCarron, up front, they've got good forwards. So it's not a game of easy call, but